Good morning, everybody. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat on a Monday after hearing from head coach Matt LaFleur and general manager Brian Gutekunst. Always good to see folks mixing it up in the comments section before I arrive here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. LaFleur and Gutekunst, they speak. It took a week plus, but we finally heard from them after the disappointing loss in the NFC Championship game. Clearly, most of the things we heard from LaFleur were in regards to both how that game played out and then what he's looking for going forward on the defensive side of the ball after allowing Mike Pettine's contract to expire. And then from Brian Gutekunst, a lot of it, I think, obviously, was going to be and was about Aaron Rodgers and where he stands. And listening to Gutekunst, you cannot come away from that press conference with any other feeling other than Aaron Rodgers isn't going anywhere for quite some time. Now, I'm still of the belief that after this year, that's when the real kind of countdown slash watch begins. But 2021 sure looks like Aaron Rodgers will be the quarterback. And I don't think that should be a surprise to anybody. Hello to everybody in the comments section. Matt starts us off with, I still can't believe they lost that game. Yeah, man. Me too. Trevor with a Funchess question. Expecting Funchess next year? I mean, he'll be under contract. We'll see if the Packers want to keep him around or view it as a chance to cut some salary cap. That's the other thing that Gutekunst mentioned quite a few times, obviously was asked about quite a few times, is the cap, it going down for the first time in living memory. I know there was a report out last night that it could be hovering around $180 million, which is better than the $175 that a lot of people had been kind of the working assumption throughout the season was going to be the cap for 2021. But still, very depressed comparative to the rise we've seen each and every year for the last decade plus. Josh, thanks for the super chat. Is my memory correct that the Vikings at one point offered a first for Hundley and we turned it down? What's the best case scenario as we likely shop Boyle? I don't think they'll shop Boyle until they get a chance to showcase him in the preseason next summer. Things will be vastly different then, obviously, with the draft having come and gone and teams having a ton of quarterback movement throughout this upcoming offseason. I don't remember the Vikings offering a first for Hundley, and I don't think the Packers would have ever entertained trading him within the division. But I can't lay claim to remembering every single thing. Joe, thanks for the super chat. Rumors Big B is being considered for DC. Thoughts? I'm all for Big B, man. We'd probably re-sign Jamal Williams and put him on the defensive side of the ball. I'd love it. Preston Smith, a cap casualty? Not necessarily. I think anybody with questions about cap casualties and guys getting cut should first kind of dial it back and look at restructures as a possibility first. That doesn't mean that they won't cut guys or that they won't end up cap casualties, but there's a lot of massaging that's going to need to go on, not just with guys that they need, adjustments from as far as the play on the field not matching the contract numbers, but also guys who've outperformed contracts and extensions and things of that nature. It all has to work together to create a beautiful tapestry that is the salary cap. Andrew, thanks for the super chat. I can't help but compare that call at the end of the first of the half to call not guard for the fake in the NFC Championship game in 2014. I don't see the correlation there whatsoever, but I thank you for the super chat, Andrew. What else we got here? I don't want to miss one, guys. I don't want to miss any super chats. Don't do it. I got that one, got that one, got that one. Okay, I think I got them all. Andrew got that one. Okay, very good. Aaron Jones franchise tag. Nathan, of course, Gutekunst was asked directly about that and punted on that question. He'll never talk specifics about guys and their contracts, but I would be absolutely shocked. Now, Gutekunst saying the right thing, wants him back, etc. Of course he does. But I will be absolutely flabbergasted if they use a franchise tag whereby guaranteeing top five money, get fully guaranteed to a guy in a year, at running back no less, in a year where the salary cap is going down. I can't see it. Cameron, thanks for the super chat. Sounds like we could live in a world where our backfield could have DeGuara, Daphne, and Dylan. Formation name Killer D's. Oh, I like it. The Killer D's. I'm all in on that. And yes, I mean, DeGuara and Daphne. And don't forget John Lovett. I know that blows up your D thing, but yeah, that could be an exciting combination. Nicholas, thanks for the super chat. When do we find out the cap number? When the NFL and the NFLPA agree on it, which, you know, again, reportedly yesterday there was initial report that they have come to an agreement at 180, but that is just a report, nothing official yet. We'll see. I would suspect it could be anytime in the next couple of weeks. It could probably after the Super Bowl would be my guess, but we'll see. There's nothing set in stone. There's no deadline for them to name it other than the start of the new league year. Obviously, they're going to want to do it way before then so teams can start planning. Dylan, thanks for the super chat. MLF have a beer sweats or the COVID sweats? I did notice he did have a little glisten going on, right? I'm my guess is he just came from a workout. You know, he's always getting up and hitting the gym. Walter, thanks for the super chat. Thoughts on the guys mentioned for DC so far? I think I join most people on the internet when they say, please just not Barry. But other than that, they're guys that have a lot of varied backgrounds. There's no way, one way to pigeonhole them. But I think there's going to be a lot of other names coming out. LaFleur mentioned there's at least one guy on staff currently that will be interviewing. Probably suspect that's Jerry Gray, but we'll see how it plays out. It's always that thing where we all want every morsel of information, but there's so very little out there about, you know, guys who don't have track records as coordinators. So I'm excited. See where it goes. No doubt about that. Joe, thanks for the super chat. Chances the D switches to a 4-3 Smith's Gary defensive end. It's a possibility. As many people point out, it is a sub league and clearly lots of teams play, you know, with only two down linemen and, you know, multiple defensive backs, etc. That's pretty much the norm. Obviously, the nickel set has become the base set. However, I will say, you know, it's not this flippant, you know, it doesn't matter thing. It's certainly not that. If you're defense is based in 3-4 principles versus 4-3 principles, it's pretty different. So this idea that yes, they're in sub a lot, that doesn't necessarily negate the learning curve, so to speak, if you have to switch from one style to the other. But I do think there's a chance that that could happen. Rodgers is not being traded per coaching goot. Yeah, Sandy, and common sense. Michael, thanks for the super chat. I hear Mike Nolan is available. Don't you put that evil on me. Don't you do it, Michael. Don't want it. Gary. Packers don't have the guts to do what they need to do. Yes, you have shown incredible intestinal fortitude by typing that on your computer on the internet. You titan of industry. I'm so impressed. Michael, thanks for the super chat. I would say Wade Phillips or Chris Richard for DC. No thank you to both. Chris Richard really, you know, is rooted in that cover three / Legion of Boom style, although he has shown he can be multiple. And Wade Phillips is like 100 years old. Man, they need new, fresh energy on the defensive side of the ball. They don't want some retread. At least I don't. That's just me. You have to start talking about the draft. No, Charlie. I'm going to hold off as long as I can, buddy. I'll talk to other people about the draft, but I don't need to talk about it. See how I mesh that? Nolan, man, the evil's upon you, Nags. Yeah, no doubt. Smash the like. Hey, Six Strings, thank you very much. Yeah, smash the like. Don't just click it. Don't just hit it. Smash the like. I like that. Do you think we get another punter? If so, you think we'll be via draft or free agency? God, Rodrigo, I really hope for Corey Banky's heart's sake it's not via the draft. But yes, I do think they'll bring in at least some competition, if not somebody to take the job outright. I mean, I've given JK every chance. You know, I've tried to be objective. I've tried to say, you know, got to let it develop, show more consistency. It just hasn't happened. Now, you know, whether Brian agrees or not, we'll see, but I have to think there will at least be competition brought in. King out. Oh, Steven, I will be absolutely shocked if he's back, especially after that performance on last Sunday. I want Jared Mayo. Walter, that's an excellent choice. I think he's young and inexperienced, which may work against him as far as, you know, his time in coaching, but maybe he gets an interview. There's been no reporting of that I've seen anyway, but I would love Matt to make that call and give him a chance to blow Matt away in the interview, but we'll see. I did love Wade's tweet though. So did I. I thought it was great. It was hilarious. And he's right. He knows Matt. And they obviously worked together in LA and probably know each other before that, but yeah, no. Why is Bob Slowing not getting more attention? Is that Bob Slowick? No, I'm kidding. Michael, thanks for the super chat. Do you think we trade Love or we keep him? That's a good question. I think they keep him. I think I buy what Gutekunst is selling when he talks about wanting to develop quarterbacks. Now, maybe they get to year four and don't, if Aaron's still playing at an MVP level, don't want to, you know, give him that fifth year option and want to get something out of it. Then maybe they trade him. But I think they're going to hold him for now. Let's take a minute to be thankful that our team isn't the Lions, Bears, or Vikings. Amen, Duke. Amen. Cameron, thanks for the super chat. Jim Leonard has entered the chat. I would love a young defensive mastermind with the keys we have on defense. It's a possibility, but A, that's a big jump from college to the pros as a just straight coordinator jump. And he's like Mike Pettin Jr. runs basically his system, but he comes from that system. And, you know, obviously he played for Pettin at pretty much every stop of his NFL career. I'm not so sure Matt's going to want to dial back into that scheme and mindset. Maybe, but I'd be surprised. That's just me. Justin, thanks for the super chat. If the Rams offered 3 first-round picks for Rodgers and Love is the future, don't you have to consider it 2 first-rounders a year? No. No, you want to keep winning football games, right? Love just had a redshirt year. You don't want to just throw him to the Wolves. You're going to start Tim Boyle? I mean, I'd love to see it. It'd be fun for the drama. It would do wonders for engagement and clicks on the website. But that ain't what this is about. It's about winning football games. And right now, Aaron Rodgers, as Gutekunst has repeatedly said, gives them not only the best chance to win football games, but is the leader of their football team. I know everyone looks at this through the prism of fantasy football or Madden or what have you. And I know there are a lot of NFL teams that have seemingly fallen prey to this mindset. And that feeds into fans who are like, well, you have to think about it. No, you don't. The Packers think differently than all that. And I, for one, am really glad they do. That's just me. It's just something I'm into. Cameron, thanks for the super chat. J.K. Scott for Todd Bowles. Thoughts? Speaking of fantasy football. Michael, thanks for the super chat. It is interesting, though, why we traded up for Love. They like the player a lot, very clearly. Now, I know there's debate about whether the Colts were going to possibly take him, that they got to get ahead of them. Clearly, there was the NFL Network report the day after. I know, I think Ian was the first one to put it out there that, the Colts had no intention of taking Love. And, of course, the Packers clearly thought differently and had different information. So whether they did it or not, they loved the player and wanted to get him. That's why they traded up. If this year wasn't the year, then what year is? The year they put it together. Did you think it was the year in 2010 when they lost back-to-back games in overtime? Or when Aaron Rodgers went down at halftime in Detroit after scoring 0 points on offense? Or when they lost to the Patriots the next week with Matt Flynn at quarterback? This is the year is not a thing. You got to maximize every opportunity you get. The Packers have done a poor job of doing so in NFC Championship games over the course of the last 6-7 years. That doesn't mean it wasn't their year or this was a year they pissed away. It means they played poorly at the worst possible time, which is exactly what happened on Sunday. Andrew, thanks for the super chat. My comparison being one call that turned the tide of the game. I know it's more than just one call that wins or loses a game. Guard against the fake, it's 16-3. A field goal there, it's a different game. The only correlation I would put there, Andrew, is the giving up of the touchdown at the end of the first half. Maybe. Justin, thanks for the super chat. Rodgers drinking Bud Light shows he's depressed. Yeah, but that video is from earlier in the year. Blah, blah, blah. I know you know that. It's all good. Come on, Nags, this was the year. No, it clearly wasn't. They didn't win it. They got beat in a game. Like, this is the year. That's talk radio bullshit. I mean, that's cool if that's what you're into. I'm not. I'm into football. That's just me. That's just something I'm into. VM83, thanks for the super chat. What do you think about LaFleur's statement to discuss giving offensive play calling duties to Nathaniel Hackett? I find it really interesting that he was asked. What? He literally just called plays for the number one offense in the league and he gets asked about giving up play calling duties? Say what? I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I know he wants to give Nathaniel some shine, so to speak. Clearly wants to be able to give credit to his staff. That's just weird, man. Like, I get it why, you know, McCarthy was asked about it back in the day when their offense struggled, what have you, but what? I don't know, man. I mean, yeah, sure, great. Give it to Nathaniel. I don't know, man. It's just so out of left field for me. Michael, thanks for the super chat. I understand with Love, but Rodgers doesn't have many years left, and we are in a win-now mode, so to not draft one of those receivers in the first round. What? That's like two thoughts like mashed together, making zero sense. Let me try and parse this here. I understand with Love, but Rodgers doesn't have many years left, correct? We are in win-now mode. Oh, are you still bitching about not getting a wide receiver in last year's draft? The year that ended up having, what did I just say? The number one offense in the NFL? A receiver would have done what exactly? Would it have blocked either defensive end in the NFC Championship game? Would it have played better defense on Scotty Miller at the end of the first half? Get over the receiver thing, people. My God. Chris, thanks for the super chat. What was Pettin hoping for going into this year with an expiring contract? More money, head coach, opportunity somewhere else, wanted out? Chris, I do wonder about the wanting out thing, and we won't really know until we hear from Mike Pettin, whenever that might be, and I don't even know if we'd get an unvarnished, honest answer, but you have to think something along those lines in regards to maybe not loving the fit. Obviously, don't forget, he was hired by Mike McCarthy. He and LaFleur were a bit of an arranged marriage, and it was reported that, you know, the front office, Gutekunst, Murphy, etc., were not adamant, but they strongly suggested keeping Pettin around. So, you know, I think Pettin probably let it ride because he thought, okay, if it doesn't work out, I'll be free and I can go either pick my spot or have a year off or do whatever. Look, I know you guys who tune into Watch Party know I have bitched about the defense for a long time, but I do think Mike's a really good coach. I think he has some blind spots, but pretty much every good coach in the NFL does. I don't doubt for a second that he'll catch on somewhere, he'll have a job, and he'll do good work. But I also understand LaFleur wanting his guy. And sometimes that's just the way it is. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Saw Rams made a substantial offer for Rodgers. Well, if you listen to one Brian Gutekunst, I asked him about that very thing, and he said there is no truth to that whatsoever. Now, Sam Farmer didn't go on NFL Network and just make that up. Where there's smoke, there's fire. I tend to think the truth is possibly, probably, most likely somewhere in the middle. Have at that as you will. Popeye's Beef, what's up, buddy? Hope to see you on trivia later this summer. Who do you trust most with the draft player information? I've got research to do. Also, I did mean Bob Slowick. 1 week, Bob Slowick defense sounds great. Week one, Bob Slowick. Exactly. Remember his first week? I think where they played the Panthers, where he blitzed the holy living hell out of them. And we were all like, oh my God, this is amazing. And then like for the rest of the year, once that was on tape, teams just ate him up. Yeah, just week one. If we can have just week one, Bob Slowick, I'm all in. Who do I trust most? Draft player information. Subscribe to Matt Miller's new draft service. I can't remember what it's called. Miller something. Draft scout, what have you. Matt's outstanding. Love his analysis. Love everything he does. And nobody, I'm telling you, nobody works harder. I also like Mike Renner. You heard me talk about the draft with him last week. Hopefully I'll have him on again this week. Those are two guys I trust implicitly. So start there is what I would suggest. I like my grits buttered and salted. Thank you, Philip. Thank you for the super chat. Charlie, thanks for the super chat. Tag Tom Grassi, and now we can start winning now. I sense something afoot here. Domofsky and others kept asking about 2021 and beyond regarding Aaron Rodgers. Both Coach Matt and Goody seem like they're gung-ho about keeping him for a few more. Are you still thinking 2021 is AR's last in Green Bay? Dan, I still think, yes, there's a decent chance that 2021 is his last year, dependent on, now, this is where it always you know, kind of goes missing off the rails, what have you, is Jordan Love's development. If Jordan Love comes back next year and looks like, holy shit, who this kid is looking great, then yeah, there's a good chance they move on from Aaron next summer. Now, if, you know, Love comes back and looks like, oh, say, Aaron Rodgers in year two, they probably keep Aaron around for another year. But I think next offseason is the first offseason they seriously look around and consider it. Faraz, thank you for the super sticker. Very nice of you, buddy. Thank you. Let me see. Michael, thanks for the super chat. Well, we can't have Rodgers waiting ages for receivers to get open, holding the ball so long. You saw the pressure he was on. No Justin Jefferson. Plenty of guys open. And by the way, it's not just wide receivers. You use running backs. You use tight ends. It's about five eligibles. It's not about the wide receiver position. Unless, of course, you want to acquiesce to your quarterback and play spread formations and let him take it down to 1 second on the play clock so the defensive end can jump the snap count and get a sack. It's not just on the wide receiver position, people. All 11 playing in concert. Elevate your thinking, man. Come on. Chad, thanks for the super chat. Surprised only one in-house DC candidate? Not really. I mean, I think we're all probably going to assume it's Jerry Gray until we hear otherwise. Maybe it's someone else. We'll see, but nah, not really. Craig, thanks for the super chat. Let's hire Matt Patricia for DC. I mean, he's a name, right? I do think he's a good coach. Maybe not a great head coach, but I do think he's got a good defensive mind. However, as I think other people in this chat have pointed out, when has a Belichick disciple gone on anywhere and had success on defense? Now, I will say, I think, what's his name down there in Houston, who was the interim coach and was the interim coach at KC back in the day, whose name is totally, Romeo Crennel. Romeo Crennel's coordinated some good defenses, so maybe he's the one kind of outlier there, but I'd be surprised if he does anything other than go back to New England, but we'll see. Charlie, thanks for the super chat. Probably made the Super Bowl if we drafted a wide receiver. Now you're just trolling, which I get. I've been going on long. All right, I'm gonna have to get going. Can't thank you guys enough for hanging out, talking Packers, talking nonsense at times, and just making Cheesehead TV part of your regular Packers routine. I'll be here each and every day, Monday through Friday, talking Packers. Well, tons of lots of really fun stuff here at Cheesehead TV throughout the offseason. Make sure you're sticking around. You can do that by hitting like and hitting subscribe, more to the point. And just, you know, let your friends, let your family know. Cheesehead TV, what we do here, we're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Talk to you soon. Go Pack, go.